But first, he must speak with the elders. Later, in a tradition as old as the Maasai, the rest of the tribe gathers under an acacia tree to hear the story. There is a terrible stillness in the air as the tale unfolds. With growing disbelief, men, women, and children listen. Buildings so tall they can touch the sky, fires so hot they can melt iron, smoke and dust so thick they can block out the sun. The story ends. More than 3,000 souls are lost. A great silence falls over the Maasai. Kimeli waits. He knows his people. They are fierce when provoked, but easily move to kindness when they hear of suffering or injustice. At last, an elder speaks. He is shaken, but above all, he is sad. What can we do for these poor people? Nearby, a cow lows. Heads turn toward the herd. To the Maasai, Kimeli says softly, "The cow is life." Turning to the elders, Kimeli offers his only cow, Enkarus. He asks for their blessing. They give it gladly, but they want to offer something more. The tribe sends word to the United States Embassy in Nairobi. In response, the embassy sends a diplomat. His jeep jounces along the dusty, rugged roads. He is hot and tired. He thinks he's going to meet with Maasai elders. He cannot be more wrong. As the jeep nears the edge of the village, the man sits up. Clearly, this is no ordinary diplomatic visit. This is a ceremony. Hundreds of Maasai greet the American in full tribal splendor at the sight of the brilliant blood-red tunics and spectacular beaded collars. He can only marvel.